Sending us a greeting on our 75th anniversary, First Assembly of God in Thomaston, Georgia. He was delighted that he could sit down, busy man as he is. Sometimes it takes me all week just to get the church squared away. Can you imagine? He's got over 35,000 ministers he has to look after. So it's amazing that a man such as this caliber would take time and show us and greet us on our 75th anniversary. Brother Neil.
It's my joy to greet all of you today who are gathered for the 75th anniversary of First Assembly of God in Thomaston, Georgia. I want to thank Pastor Mickey and Pat Corley for giving me this opportunity to greet you. What a wonderful difference you are making over these 75 years in your community and through the missionaries you've sent me, the difference you're making throughout this world for Jesus Christ. The Assemblies of God now in the USA is comprised of over 12,800 churches and 3,100,000 believers, and worldwide over 360,000 churches and over 67 million believers. It's truly remarkable what the Lord has done in the 100 years of our existence. And you've been part of the Assemblies of God for three-fourths of our history. And we're so grateful for what the Lord has done through you. But as today you gather to honor the past and remember the past, I also want to take note of the fact that the past is only a springboard to what all the Lord wants from you and wants to give to you in the years that lie ahead. So may the coming years be years of great blessing, revival, and renewal in your midst. The Lord richly bless you on this very significant day.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is exciting. I wasn't even thought of when this church was established. But I take it an honor that I stand in this place today, me and my wife, as pastors at Thomaston First Assembly of God. So thankful that God has allowed us to be part of the history of this church. And it's amazing to know that. And we'll ask our ushers at this time, and they're going to be coming down and giving you an opportunity to worship the Lord in your obedience and your giving. We're so thankful for such a people that has, for all these years, consistent givers. And we're so thankful that even today, as we look around, and we'll be giving you a few statistics of the church as we get into our message about how God is blessing and what God is doing, even today. And as we look to the past and move towards the future in our church. Heavenly Father, this day we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you're allowing us to worship you in our obedience and our giving. We thank the Lord for such a people that continue to give to your work. Continue, Heavenly Father, so that ministry still goes forth out of this church. And we're so thankful, Lord God, that you have allowed our church, Lord, to be established in such a place and such a community. And God, we just pray that we continue, we'll be a light to this lost and dying world, a light to this community, this town, and these people. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody say amen. Amen. Give as the Lord lead you this morning. Savior. Amen. Just give him a hand. Praise the Lord. We have a couple of nursing workers in the back. Go down the left hall and just go all the way through the little hall there and take a right. And the nursery's right there if you'd like to. You're welcome to. But Grandma, if you want to hold that baby, you hold that baby. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't blame you a bit. I want to read a couple of things. And while I'm preparing to read, it's good to see James and Brenda with us, his fellow minister in our section. Appreciate him and his wife being with us today. And appreciate them coming. I told them we're feeding them, so that probably had a little bearing on James. But he'll be with us. I appreciate Brother James and Brenda coming. He came a few Sundays ago. She fell. I said, I hope Brenda don't fall in the morning. He said, hope not, but I'm glad you're feeling better, Brenda, that she fell a few weeks ago and couldn't be able to come. But we're so thankful that they're with us today. This is from Tommy Smith, which is the Griffin Section Elder and Central Regional Assistant Presbyter of where this church presides in the Griffin Section. And he said, dear Pastor Corley and Pat and the Thomaston First Assembly of God family, I want, on behalf of the Griffin Section, to congratulate Thomaston First Assembly of God on celebrating their 75th anniversary. Thomaston First has a long history of ministry in the Thomaston and Upton County area and have touched many lives. We wish you many more years of success, and I know under the pastoral direction of Pastor Corley and Pat, your best days of ministry are ahead of them. Through the years, Thomaston First has been a church that has taken on challenges and proved that God can do the impossible when people pull together and believe God. I can remember when Thomaston First moved into the building you are presently worshiping in. Many thought it was unwise, but through the years you have filled the church and proved that God, with God, anything is possible. More than anything, you have maintained the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit. You stand as a pillar of Pentecost in the community, and I see the best days ahead of you. Again, congratulations. Happy 75th anniversary, and I pray you have a great celebration. We appreciate Pastor Tommy sending us this letter on behalf of the Griffin Section. Once again, we want to read a little of the church history. Of course, we can't read 75 years of history, but we can read a little bit of it. 1939, a group of people in Thomaston, Georgia, were hungry for God. A revival was held by Reverend O.L. Kelly at the Tabernacle on Hasley Street, Thomaston, Georgia. Later, Reverend Kelly asked Reverend Jimmy Mayo from Columbus, Georgia, to hold a revival. From this revival, the church was born. February the 8th, 1940, Brother Mayo and Brother Kelly requested the church be set in order. Reverend Ralph Byrd, an official of the Georgia District Assemblies of God, came and began the process. May the 22nd, 1940, the First Congregational Tabernacle Assembly of God was officially chartered. Isn't it amazing? 75 years ago today, this day, March 22nd. It was agreed that this congregation would share the tabernacle building with services on alternate Sundays until a tent could be obtained. Later, the church assembled at a storefront building at Five Points, then met at Fire Baptized Church. Reverend H.L. Freeman became pastor in 1941, and under his pastorate, money was raised through debate sales and brick sales, which were matched by the Georgia District. This allowed for their own church building to be constructed at Five Points. The name was also changed, First Assembly of God. Brother Freeman pastored until 1947. Reverend Roy Carroll was then voted in and pastored for 2 years. After this, Reverend Freeman returned and served until 1957, in other words, 1949 until 1957. June 1, 58, Reverend Leon Comer was elected to serve 1 year. Next, Reverend Buford Collins served faithfully for 10 years. He was very instrumental in the construction of the first building here on West County Road. His Bible is placed in the brick wall outside the main office where the cross is mounted. Isn't that something? There's a Bible out there. Amen. Well, Reverend Wayne Ford was elected pastor August 1970 and served until 1977. Reverend L.D. Osborne was elected in 1977 and served until 1980. Next was a very influential minister, Reverend John Raven, pastored from 1980 to 1983. During this time, the Kirk Sanctuary was erected, as well as the Family Life Center. The church construction was done by several men from the church under the leadership of W.S. Berryhill, which saved the church thousands of dollars. Reverend Ross Mothershed became a pastor in 1983 and remained until 1987 to reduce the debt on the property. He developed the Mount Louvers Debt Relief Program, which successfully raised over $26,000. Reverend Joe McCoy served here as pastor from 1987 to 1989. Reverend Thomas Smith was interim pastor from 1989 to 1990. Next, Mike Kaysen, pastor from March 1990 to October 92. February of 1993, Reverend Hugh Smith became pastor. Under his leadership, the church became debt-free due to the generosity of Brother Don Collins on behalf of his late wife, Janet. The remaining balance of the purchased land was paid off. Amen. September 26th, Reverend Mark Ford became pastor and remained until August 2013. Our current pastor, Mickey Corley, became pastor in September 2013 and looks forward for many years of faithfulness. I look forward for many years of service here. I know some of you call me young, and I really appreciate that. You don't make me feel any younger, but I really appreciate that. But we do look forward for many years, my wife and I. Pastor, I know my age. I know I'm getting to a point that I'll be limited. I realize that. And I hope I can go 10 more years strong as I'm going right now. Yeah. I'm only 75 in 10 years, but I just pray that the Lord will just keep me youthful thinking that we can continue to work for the Lord. While times seem to be more difficult, we realize that we have a powerful God who remains faithful to the end. Amen? And I thank the Lord for that. And I appreciate these men, that if you received a bulletin on the inside of the bulletin, you have this that you can take home with you, a little history of the church. And, of course, on the back of this is to have all the pastors that have pastored this church. And to be 75 years old, we thank the Lord for these men and women, of course, that blazed the trail. Many of you have come up and looked at the different things that we have on display, and I know some of you have requested copies of the original certificate where we became Assemblies of God. And it's amazing that we stand here today thanking the Lord for what He has done through 75 years of service here in Thomaston, Georgia. And I feel in my heart that the ministry is going to be stronger than it's ever been before. You know why? Because we still serve the same God. Can you imagine those people that come together in 1940 and said, "We want a church"? I'm sure they were criticized. I'm sure they were, "Why does Thomaston need another church?" Well, God wanted it here. Amen? Plain and simple. God wanted another church here. And for 75 years, this church has been a light in this community. And I'm proud to have been and am a part of the history of the church. Tumberland family We made mention as they were walking in, and we appreciate all of you that put forth the effort to be with us today, and how that the Lord just continues to bless your family. Go back, 1940, Delinda Cumberland, her signature is on the charter of the Assemblies, where we became Assemblies of God. Her picture's over here. But she was a secretary of this church, and her signature is on that document, 1940. Wow. It's amazing as we look back, and six generations of the Cumberland family have been coming and still coming to this church, and along with many others that have blazed the trail for our church. But we appreciate you being here today. If you have your Bibles, go into the book of Joshua. The Lord laid on my heart. I was thinking all, well, I've been thinking about this service for many, many days, months, that we've been thinking about this service and how that we were planning, what we were going to do, and I appreciate Brother Rick and Brother Wood that they was able to send us a greeting. It'd been nice to have Brother Wood here, but he's in Springfield, but I'm just glad to know that they were able to congratulate you, Thomas and First Assembly of God, about being here 75 years. But I want to go to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, and read a few verses of Scripture. And this is what I want to minister to you this morning, looking back and moving forward. You know, it's great to look back. You hear me? God didn't give me and you the ability to see the future, but He gave us the ability to remember. And there's a lot of times in each of our lives I know it's good to go back and remember. Because sometimes remembering the past helps us face the future. Going back and looking at the past helps us know that God was God in the past. And Brother Steve, to know that He was God in the past, the Scripture tells me and you that the Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He changes not. Hallelujah. So knowing that He was God in the past lets us know He is going to be God in tomorrow. Amen. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse number 1. And after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, and you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of their foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and to this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do this according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not return from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make this way prosperous, and then you will have great success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over the Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for the privilege of standing before this congregation today. We thank you, Lord, for knowing that as we look to the past, knowing that you was the God of the past. And God, you're the God of today. And Heavenly Father, you're the God of tomorrow. We thank you, know, Lord, as you told the children of Israel, the promise you made to the servant Moses, the promise that you made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You still stand behind your promises, Lord, as we stand here today in 2015, Lord, as we celebrate, Lord, this anniversary of our church, Lord, knowing, God, that you brought provisions, Lord, 75 years ago for this people here in this area to become a church. And God, we're so thankful to know that all these years that you have provided for this church. But God, we know as tomorrow comes, March the 23rd, 2015, we are stepping into a new future, Lord. Because after 75 years, we look and know you've been God. And God, when we face tomorrow, oh God, we know that you're still God, that you're still our Heavenly Father, and you're going to be right with us as you were with the children of God. You're going to be with us because you told Joshua that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God, we're so thankful to know that. We just ask God that you'll bless this time. Let us say what needs to be said the way it needs to be said. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody say amen. On the brink of something new sometimes is very scary because we're looking into the uncertainty and fear. We're looking into something we've never done before, never been before. And I'm sure that many times that we have faced new things in our life. We like to stay in our comfort zone. We like to do things we've always done in this way because we feel comfortable. But on the dawning of the First Assembly of God back in 1940, there was a group of people that was willing to step out into brand new territory. Let's come together as a group of people. Let's come together and make a place so that we can come to the house of God and have a place that the Word of God is preached. Have a place where we can go and we can call upon the true and living God, and we can lift our hands and we can lift our voices, hallelujah, and still know that God is still God. I'm glad 75 years later, hallelujah, we can still lift our hands in this congregation. If you feel like standing up and worshiping, you stand up and worship. If you want to run, you run. You run. I probably won't be able to keep up with you. But if you want to, you do that, because this is a place that God has been invited in. It was dedicated. This particular building, the building right behind us, the other building at Five Points, and even the tent they had was a place that this group of people invited God in and said, we want to feel the presence of God Almighty. We want to feel the touch of God Almighty. We look ahead to the unknown. We look back on the known because we can read the history. We got the pictures to prove it. We got the documents to prove it. And many of you have come up, and if you haven't had a chance to come up and look at this, before we go, we spent some time in looking at these documents, looking at these pictures that blaze the trail, that we're standing here today because of them. We're standing here today because they were willing to blaze the trail for me and you. Amen. 75 years ago on this date, they were looking into the unknown. They were standing there looking at the unknown. We can look back and see how God has provided in the past, over the years, that God has blessed this great church. Over the years, and as I look at today, as I go back for the last 18 months. I've been pastor for a year and a half. Now, as I stand here, I look and see what God has done, not only in these 75 years, but I want to go look back and see how God's blessed us in these last 18 months. We begin, so ironic, we begin a food pantry March of last year. That was our first food pantry. We had 52 families that we fed. Last month, we fed over 240 families. Amen. I asked Pat, I said, go figure out how many people we've served in this last year. Not people, but families. She went and gave me a figure. 2,208 families that we have provided food for in this past year. And I began to think, I said, wow, four per family on the average, that's over 9,000 people. That's 9,000 people that this church has helped feed in the last 12 months. Isn't that amazing? God has opened doors for this church that's probably never been opened. I was elected to the board of the Heritage Family Resource Center. I've been on the board about a year now. Have been making decisions for that ministry that we have here in town that helps pregnant young girls and provide different things for them and help them. And they present the gospel to them and they preach to them up there. I've sat in some sessions. I've sat down and counseled some young men that's wanting to get their children back because of stupid decisions they made. And we present the gospel to them and let them know there's a better way. This year I was elected as vice chairman of the Upson County Ministerial Association. That I represent this church. And I proudly represent this church and this community. I promise you. Last month we honored our public safety personnel, our policemen, firemen. We had a group of them here just last, well, matter of fact, a month ago today. We had a group of sheriffs and police and firemen and just different ones that were here last month. Last year, our church once again became debt free. Amen? We don't owe anybody. Our finances of our church is better than it's been in a long, long time, I've been told. And I thank God that He's blessing our church in that area. I'm a chaplain at the hospital. I will represent this church every time. That, as a matter of fact, I'm coming up next month. I'll be a chaplain on call. That I go and represent this church. We put a new floor in the lobby of our church last year. And I just thank the Lord for His blessings. We put new lights in the sanctuary. We're going to redo all the lights on the outside. So once again, this town can see the cross. We're standing on the edge of something new, and it's always scary at times as we step out in something that we've never done before. We've never gone down this road, and sometimes, you know, I told a story a few weeks ago about one wintertime I had a four-wheel drive Jeep, and we went riding around when I lived in Gainesville, Georgia, and we was riding around, it come a big snow, there was 5, 6, 8 inches of snow on the ground, and we went riding with a family in a Jeep, and we turned down. It was froze over. It was wide as the road. Bob said, oh, that thing ain't deep. I've been through here in summertime. I said, okay. I already have a Jeep four-wheel drive because it was snowing icy. He said, it ain't very deep. I said, okay. So I eased off on the top of that mud hole that was frozen. The ice broke. Water come up on the hood of the Jeep. And he said it wasn't deep. I made it through. Water come up in the floorboard. I looked over at Bob. I said, Bob, I said, I thought she said it wasn't deep. He said it wasn't in the summertime. So we made it through the mud hole. That, you know, we've never been down that road before. And you don't know what you're going to meet when you go down a road you've never been down before. But aren't you glad to know the same God was with that group of people 75 years ago when they said, let's start a church. Let's become a city of God's church. And praise God, they stepped out in the road that they've never gone down before. 75 years later, hallelujah, this church is still strong. Oh, hallelujah. You keep clapping, I'm going to keep preaching. We got through the mud hole. I breathed a sigh of relief. We didn't get stuck. And then we went a little bit further down the road. I said, Bob, where does this thing come out at? He didn't say anything. Bob, where does this road come out? He said, it don't. I said, what do you mean it don't? Oh, we got to go out the way we come in. So we had to go back in that mud hole. But we survived. Because why? We had provisions. I had a four-wheel drive vehicle. And I made it through the mud hole. See? Yeah, twice. See, we don't know what the future holds tomorrow. But I'm glad I know who holds the future. I'm glad I know God. I'm glad this church was built on a solid foundation of God, His Spirit, and His power. You know, we go back over these 75 years, and we have so much to be thankful for. God's provisions. You know, we have a beautiful facility. We have more room than we... I hope one day in the coming months and in the very near future that we'll see this church full again. Amen. And having to go to two services on Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we look back over the provisions that God has blessed our church with buildings and the pastors and leaders and people to serve in ministries. And I just thank the Lord for our ministries and how God has blessed the ministry of our church. And if you have your bulletin, you look on the back and you see the staff that we have, the different ministries that we have at this church today. So many people working in different areas of our church, and we appreciate it very, very much. And those that have dedicated their life to the work here while since we became pastor, and those that, and I appreciate the different ones that have donated different things and just done different things in this church. And I appreciate it very, very much, because without these people, without you, we would not be able to continue to go forward as a church, let alone Assemblies of God church. But I'm so thankful that we stand here knowing the provisions, and we thank God because He deserves the honor. He deserves the praise, because it's been men and women that stepped in and into the call of God in their life that stepped into this church and said, let's continue to move forward. And I tell us today, I tell us as we face tomorrow, as we go into our 76th year, let's move forward. Let's continue to go forward, hallelujah. Let's continue to take more ground from the devil, hallelujah. And I'm not talking about physical ground. I'm talking about spiritual ground. There's people within a mile of our church that are dying and going to hell. And I promise you, next month, Brother Bobby and some of the young people, we're going to hit our neighborhood with some literature. We already planning a visitation, hallelujah. And we're going to go out and we're going to start hitting people right. And they can see the church is probably dying to go to hell. And that shouldn't be. We want to get out. We want to get out and do more than this church has ever done. Oh, hallelujah. We want to go forward and gain some ground that has been lost. See, to do that, we've got to be strong. We've got to be courageous. And we can be strong, and we can be courageous because God is with us. He told Joshua, listen, Joshua, I'm going to be with you just like I was with Moses. You've seen what I did for Moses. You've seen. You crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. You've seen this. You've seen the manna rain down from heaven. You've seen all this that took place. You've seen it with your own eyes. And what I've done for Moses, I'm going to do for you. And every time a minister stepped in this pulpit that was called to this place, whether it was short or long, they felt this is where God wanted them to be. And they knew what God had called them to do. And I know this church has had its challenges. Everybody has its challenges. But we can stand here to say, oh, hallelujah, today on the 75th anniversary that this church is strong. This church is thriving. This church is financially stable. Hallelujah. And we're able to do ministry all because of the blessings of God and all because of the people that continue to give to this church as we face the unknown. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but we do know if we're strong and courageous, God's going to be with us. Number two, we have to obey God's word. His word. What did God tell Joshua? Listen, don't let the word of God leave their lips. Let them continually know the Word of God. When we walk away from the Word of God, when we put God, or we put the Word of God second to anything, this is when the church dies. And that's the reason you see so many churches dying in our communities today. They still meet. They still have service. But they don't preach the Word of God. If the Word of God is lost, you might as well shut the doors and do whatever you want to in the building. Because if God is not preached, people are not being saved. Listen, a person is not going to get saved because of what I say. They ain't going to listen a whole lot of what I say. But Brother Steve, when we begin to quote the Word, when we begin to preach the Word, that's when the Holy Spirit comes in their heart and points them to the altar, and they can give their heart to the Lord and become a Christian. Hallelujah. This is the reason we need to obey the Word. We're a blessed people, and the reason we're blessed because we see, hear, and obey the Word. The second thing we see in the scripture here, where the Lord told Joshua to tell the people to go and take ground that I've already given it to you. Go take the ground. The Bible tells me and you it's not God's will for anybody to die and go to heaven. It's not God's will for anybody to perish. Oh, hallelujah. We got to have the Word, though. We got to preach the Word. We got to give them the Word, and we can take that ground. The secret to their success in the future as they walked into the promised land was their ability to obey God. We got to continue to obey the Lord. A third thing we have to do is follow God's lead. Follow God's lead. You continue to read the scripture, you'll see where the priest took the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And they followed. They were told to follow so many feet behind the Ark of the Covenant. Don't get too close. You follow them. The scripture reads, when the priest walked into the Jordan River, their feet hit that water. It said the Jordan River began to divide. If God sends you down the road or impresses you to go a certain way, guess what? He's going to be there with you. As he said, if he sends you, he's going to be there with you. He said, I ain't going to leave you. If he sends you down that road, thank God, he's going to be with you. But the Ark of the Covenant went out before the people. And they were told to gather enough provisions for 3 days. Because we're about to go over. We're about to possess the land. I say to us, hallelujah, I think the greatest days of Thomas and First Assembly of God is out in front of us. I know we had glory, this church has had glory days. It's had its challenges. But I tell you, in the day and time that we're living in, searching. People are needing. People want to know what's real. And we got what's real. We have the real thing. And it's not coke. We got the real thing. It's called Jesus. Hallelujah. And we still preach Jesus here. We still preach the blood. Hallelujah. We still preach the cross. Hallelujah. Because without that, there's no salvation. Oh, hallelujah. We still believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We've got to follow God's lead. We have to consecrate ourselves. Hand ourselves over to the Lord fully. Dedicate ourselves to Him and His service. See, God asked the people to dedicate themselves to Him. Going into a very touchy subject. I said, Lord, do I really need to say this? But it is a requirement for the children of Israel. Men were to be circumcised. This was the sign. I began to read about this week, and I began to look, and it said this was the sign that these people were dead. for God's use. And we know that God called the children of Israel as his people. We, you know, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. They are his chosen people. And I begin to look at what God required them to do before they possessed the land that God had given them. And I got down to this part that I was reading. This was a painful and it was a permanent reminder, not of God's promise, but of their promise to him. Wow. Their promise to the Lord. It's time that we lay aside. Are we willing? Are we ready to put off the sinful nature, our flesh, nature which is our ambitions and our dream? God is calling us to cut them off of our lives so that we can dedicate ourselves fully to him. And this is what it's going to take in the future. This is what it took in the past for people to step into a point where God was everything. Nothing was more important to them than God. Ourselves completely to the Lord. The reason we have Thomas and First Assembly of God here after 75 years is because in the history of our church, there were men and women that were willing to put God first. And that's the reason Thomas and First Assembly of God is still with us. 75 years later, we stand here with millions of dollars worth of property and buildings that we're sitting on today that we're debt free. We don't owe a dime. God is still blessing. God is still moving. This church continues to move forward. I was thinking this week, and Karen, will you come? I'm beginning to close. March the 23rd, which will be tomorrow, is the start of God's continued future for our church. Some of the women are going out to go down and get everything ready for you guys when we go down in just a little bit. And we'll have to commit doing the things that God desires for us to do. Step out into a future that we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know exactly. There are times that decisions will have to be made. Sometimes there's tough decisions that have to be made. But we're so thankful for those that blaze the trail. It's good to look back. It's good to remember the past. But I want to look forward to the future. I believe, and I firmly believe, Brother Bobby, that we're standing at the edge of a new era. Yes. Thomas and First Assembly of God. I really believe that with all my heart. God is sending us people here. God is blessing us with people here. And you there that have started coming to Thomas and First Assembly of God, even since I've been pastor, there's hidden talent that God's going to discover in you. There's hidden talent that God's going to allow me to discover in you, that you will be able to put your best foot forward for the work of God, and God will continue to do incredibly gracious and mighty things in our future, because God holds our future. If God holds our future, then we will move forward. The enemy will try, but the enemy can't bring us down. Why? Because we're founded on the rock,
and that rock is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Even though he will try, even though and the devil will try to get a little foothold in, sometimes if we're not careful, he will try to bring some pain in our hearts. But what do we got to do? All we got to do is tell him to get behind us, that I'm not going to listen, and I'm not going to let you in. Hallelujah. Because we know he wants to bring us down, and if he can't use the outside, he'll use the inside. You hear me? The devil's a liar. You need to tell him that every stinking day that you live. You tell him he's a liar, and I'm not going to listen to him.
Amen.
One thing I don't like is listening to people that tell me lies. After one time, I don't want to listen to them anymore. So I just tell the devil, no, I don't want to listen to you. But we're standing, I think, on the edge of the earth. And God wants us to go and take ground for him in Thomaston, Georgian and Upson County. I believe this is predestinated ground that God is already preparing, that God is already opening doors. Opening doors for us as a church. And I'm willing to step through the door that God's opened. But first thing, how are we going to do this? Be strong and courageous. Obey God. Follow his lead. Setting ourselves apart to serve God is what we got to do. I believe that we can, we'll be used for God mightily in the rest of 2015 and beyond. And I tell us today, happy birthday, Thomaston.
Amen.
First Assembly of God. 75 years. Reached a milestone for us years ago. 75 years. But I think God is more concerned about the future. Because we got the past. We already got it. We read it, we look at it. But when we look at the future, this is what the future looks like. Don't know what's on it. We look and we don't see a thing, do we? We don't see a thing. God's ready to write our future. Oh, hallelujah. See, God's ready to write our future. And I know Brother Rick said in his statement that for the next 25 years or until the Lord comes back. The way things are going, if you want my honest opinion, thank you, I'm glad you asked. It will amaze me if we make it another 25 years. I'm just being honest. I don't know when the Lord is going to come back. But we're seeing a country, our country, turn their back on Israel.
Yes.
We see an administration that said if Israel sent planes over to Iran, that our planes would shoot them down. This is where we are. Aren't you glad to know that God's got our future?
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Brother Steve, come ahead in just a minute. You ain't got to say anything. I just want you up there. I'm going to demonstrate something. Don't get offended then by what I'm about to say. I'm glad Aaron walked in. Aaron, you come here with this man. This is not a chip on my shoulder. I just didn't want him to hold my red hand. Brother Steve, I'm holding to him. He's the past. Don't get offended. I know you're a little older than I am, but you know. And it's good to have people that we can look back to, and they were looking at the photos. Oh yeah, I remember so and so. I even had one man, where are Wayne? He showed me, he's in the picture. As a little boy, he showed me his dad, his brother, and sister in the picture. One of the pictures over there. And it's amazing these people are the past, but I'm looking now at the future. The younger generation is coming up. They are faced with more problems. I know it wasn't easy when we were growing up. I know it was more late back time, and some of you were raised in the 40s and maybe even the 30s, but I was raised in the 50s. And I remember how laid back it was. Nobody was in a hurry. We had time to go down to my uncle's house, sit up under the pecan tree, and talk all afternoon and have a great time. You remember those days? And we have the most technology today that we've ever had, and people are more miserable, they're more busier, they don't have time to do anything anymore because we're in a hurry. But see, past you can go on now. I'm going to dwell on the future with you.
I ain't never been in a hurry in my life.
I can believe that. I believe that, brother Steve. But we have a future. It's out there. See, the past, I had a hold to his hand. And I can relate to the past. But the future, I don't know what's out there. We look, we have nothing to grab hold to out there yet. One of these days, if Jesus tarries his coming, we'll have this to hold on to because it will become history. But right now, we don't know what's out there. The future is out there. And right now, we need to decide. We can't wait till it gets here, then to try to figure out what to do. The future's there. We need to decide right now, right here today, in our heart and our mind and in our church. Are we ready for the future? Are we ready to take on more hurt and people? You know, Brother Bobby and I, we visit on Saturdays, and we come out here yesterday. We can't get away from church. A lady give out a cash rolling in our church parking lot. Bless her heart. I heard the story. She was coming, I forget where she was coming from, but she was coming over here to borrow some money from a friend because she was completely broke. She rolled in our parking lot with no money, no gas. Brother Bobby Hector, he went down into our utility bill. I think there was some gas down there in the tank, wasn't there? Yeah, there'll be some. You went and got some, okay. And put gas in the car so she should go over there every way. We went back to church. And while that was happening, he and I told him, next time, we're going to swap. Next time, you can go sit down. I see you just want to stand up here. You know, you have an image. While Bobby was taking care of that, we seen, well, the ladies come down to me, Pat and Brenda coming down to me. There was a young man. Had a Walmart buggy and had a king size mattress on it that he found and somebody threw it away and he was trying to get into his house. It done got wet. King size mattress is heavy anyhow. But when a king size mattress gets wet, it is really heavy. I grabbed a hold of one of that thing and it didn't want to move. It just didn't want to move. But I finally got a good hold of it and I put it up on the back of my truck. And I tied it down. I said, where are we going? And I went over there just across the street, down the road just a little bit to the trailer park. Everybody knows where the trailer park is over there, but Bless his heart, he was on the back side of the trailer park. I got there. And I thought to myself, damn. I said, where do you want to put this thing? And let's take it around here. I said, don't you want to put it on the porch so that it won't get wet? Well, after I said that, I reconsidered because he had a mean dog. Thank God that dog was on the leash. I got to think, I don't want to get that close to that porch because that dog can reach me when I get there. So I just kind of said, where do you want to put it? So let's take the ram back. I thought, well, we'll take the ram back and put it in something. You know, he took the ram back and put it on the ground. Ground, it's done raining. It was already wet. And we went back, he found an old TV. This broke my heart, man. I almost gonna cry. He told his wife, said, I got some good news and bad news. I said, okay. He said, the good news, I found the TV. And I didn't know if that thing would play if you were to put electricity in it. I don't know. He said, the bad news, somebody stuck the cord off. And I looked at what they were living in. And I said, I think I told, was it you, Bobby, I told him, if they charging that man, that family $5, they're charging him $10 too much to live there. It's the dead. I'm going to go back over there.
Yes,
invite him to church. Let him know he was welcome here. He was a young black man trying to provide for his family. I said, my goodness. Take him some food over there. Yes. To help a small child. Listen, I'm not prejudiced, folks. I invite all of this church. I'm not too good. Never been too good. Growing up, when I was growing up as a boy, I had black friends that I played with growing up. Now I want to come back here and shake your hand. It's good to see you in the house of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Keisha, it's always good to see you. Jeremiah with us. Appreciate you coming down to church and being a part. But it broke my heart. Oh, there's some, and I'm coming to a close. I know I can't do that now. That's it. I done started meddling. We have been criticized by some by feeding the people we feed. I went down through the line one day, one morning. We opened at 9:30. There are some people who get there at 5 o'clock to get in line. They criticize us sometimes. We've been criticized. But that's okay. Just keep criticizing and we're going to keep feeding. Uh-huh. If we can't do that, something's wrong with Thompson person. We can't get somebody than me. I'm going to make my way. I give him one of my cards. I'm going to go back over. I know where he lives. And I'm going to see if we can help that family. Oh, preacher, they take advantage of it. That kind of whole lot of things take place. What I've seen. They need some help. And I want to take them some food. I want to see if they need a TV. I'll probably just go buy one. Take it to them. This is what it's all about, heaven. And I thank God for these families, all the people you see in the pictures that we have over there and over here, all these people that are willing to come together to have a church, to do ministry in this community should make you excited. That even though most of you that come today as visitors, you don't attend this church, but you should go back to your home and your church and be excited to know that your forefathers, your grandmother, your grandfather, your great-grandmother, ever how far back it goes, that they were willing to establish a church such as we have today and is still going strong today. Will you stand with me? Pastor, I'm going to go down there and see if it's ready. I can pray along this little prayer. No, I'm just kidding. But give her just an opportunity to go back and make sure everything's ready, because I really want some of you that didn't get a chance to come see these pictures. We have documents and And we're videoing today, and we'll be sure. All you got to do that you with Tina's family, if you want one, be sure to get with her, and we'll make some copies and get it sent to you. We have the ability to make some copies, and we'll make it to you, and so that you can have this day, 75 years, celebrating the work of God in Thomaston, Georgia. And I am so thankful. I am so thankful that God has allowed me to be a part or become a part of the history of Thomaston, the First Assembly of God. I'm so excited. You know why? If you had told me 8 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, that I would be pastoring in Thomaston, Georgia, I looked at you and said, you don't know what you're talking about. But before we come to this church, about 7 months before we were elected to this church, the Holy Spirit gave out a message over me and Pat when we were in Manchester. There was interim there, and they had found a pastor, and we were leaving. Didn't know where we were going. Didn't have any idea where we were going. We was an associate pastor at another church, another Assembly of God church. Didn't know where we were going. Didn't know what we were going to do. Holy Spirit gave out a message that morning that that church gathered around me and Ted and prayed for us that God would open the door. In the essence of the message, it was interpreted. The Holy Spirit said, I already have plans for you that you don't even know about. Six months later, we were elected to this church. We became pastor. September the 1st. We'll be celebrating 2 years coming up in September. We've been here. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited what God is doing. And she ain't moving back up from yet. It's good to come see these pictures because this is a history. The history. It's important to know your history. If you forget your history, you forget who you are. You hear me? If you forget your history, you forget not only who you are, but where you come from. It's important not to forget the history. Brother Bobby.
We're glad that y'all are here this morning. God bless you. Thank you for coming out and being a part of us. We're very thankful that we're raising the 50s. 60s. But I come from the warriors who raised in the 70s. I see other people rejoicing as well. We're so glad that you're here. Thank you for coming out and being a part to celebrate 75 years here in Thomaston, Georgia, at the First Assemblies of God. What an awesome accomplishment this is. God bless you as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for this time that we can come into your house. We can worship you. And Father, we're able to come into your house and we are able to be fed spiritually, allotting the scriptures and your ministry to minister to us, Father. That God, that our souls today, this morning, Father, that our ears have been anointed and we have received the word and we're excited. We're excited because in the air in which we breathe, there is still hope in our veins that Jesus Christ is here in this place. And before we leave, we can have a relationship with him. Everything can be changed in the old passed away and everything made new in the name of Jesus Christ in this very hour in which we stand. I pray that each and every person that is here would pray. And I pray that if there's someone here that you do not know Jesus Christ, I pray that you would just make your way or raise your hand and someone would come to you if you would like to receive Christ this morning. And God bless you as we go, and as we go, as we fellowship. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, bless our food we're about to receive. We thank you for the workers. We thank you for the food in this great celebration that you've given to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless our food. Bless us as we turn service unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.